Now, there's something I've learnt over the years. Never ask anyone how they are unless you truly have the time to hear the truth. Good health is often something we take for granted until we don't have it. And good mental health precedes everything else in life, doesn't it? COVID-19 and the ensuing fallout has manifested in so many ways for so many people differently. The initial inevitability of will work continue or not, and the uncertainty and the inability to justify retaining some jobs was closely followed by that train crash in mental health seen in adults and in adolescents. Those with expertise in treating mental health saw fewer children and teenagers last year due to the ongoing disruptions caused by the pandemic. This wasn't only due to the inability to get into a critical first scheduled appointment, it was also the inability for our healthcare professionals to recruit into mental health services. Our mental health professionals have told the government that the pandemic has disproportionately affected young people and that the effects will be ongoing and extensive. In a nutshell, our mental health services were incapable of addressing the growing need for mental health care, and now it's simply being crushed by the weight of acute increase. When you have a government that's unable to address such a critical concern for all of us, when you have a government that simply asks for more information and ongoing statistics relating to this virtual grenade whose pin has already been pulled, then the outcome can only be of greater ongoing concern for us all. This is incredibly confronting. Listen to this. The number of young people alone requiring acute mental health care has tripled in the past 10 years. In that same 10 years, the number of young people with acute mental health concerns that have turned up to A&E departments has increased by 400%. The ongoing effect of COVID-19, coupled with the inability of successive governments to address mental health distress in this country, is something we should all be deeply concerned about.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into five very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.